Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, Fun and Games fam, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. I am on such a high from our first live event, and I'm going to talk all about that in today's podcast episode, as well as a couple other things. I just wanted to say again, thank you to everyone who came out, and of course, thank you to everyone who supports this podcast in any way. It is something that a year ago, I cannot believe I started because I bought all this equipment back in 2019. I was a little bit too scared to start. And finally, in November of 2021, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I have 1 week. I'm going to record my first 3 episodes. I'm going to create the channel art. I'm going to create everything, the Instagram, and I'm just going to do it in 1 week. And I'm so glad that I did it. It is something that I'm so proud of, and I love that this is a new way that I can connect with you all and just feel so much closer. I feel like you guys really get a good understanding of who I am through this podcast, but also I'm able to give you guys so much more tips and advice than I can through TikTok or Instagram because it can be a longer form. So I'm able to talk about your questions that you have, give you training tips, and hopefully you guys are able to also learn and take something from this as well from each and every episode. I am truly so grateful for all of you for being here. You are what makes this podcast what it is, and I'm just extremely grateful for everything and for this entire weekend. Before we get into everything, of course, I'm going to do a little fun and games segment, but honestly, it was our live meet and greet as well as a workout down in Nashville. Just meeting all of you face to face, a lot of you that I'm already DMing all the time. I'm always messaging you guys. It's so fun to just to meet you and connect in that way in person. Something that I would have done differently is I probably would have done one workout and one Q&A or even no workout at all. I think the next one moving forward, I would love to do a sit down Q&A, something where you guys write down some questions you have, or even we pass a mic around the room and we can kind of chat like that and do a 30 minute panel, a 45 minute panel, even an hour, whatever you guys kind of want. I just wanted to connect with you guys even more. And I feel like the whole event just flew by so much. Like before I knew it, it was just over and done with. And I was like, oh my goodness, like I wish this could have been even longer and I could have just kind of hung out and talked to all of you more. So I think next time, I think a panel would be awesome. That way we can really connect in person and just chat and just grow a little bit more together. So I think that's probably something I would do moving forward. But other than that, the event was absolutely amazing. And I'm going to talk all about the whole Nashville weekend, talk about the event in detail in this episode. But before that, of course, we have to do our weekly review. So let me pull that up real quick. So today's podcast review is from The Stressed Out One. Wait, that name is actually so relatable because like low-key same. Okay, the title is a staple podcast 5-star review. Brit is funny, amazing, beautiful, and so real. Listening to the podcast is helping me fix my relationship with food and rekindle my love of gym, aka gym. Gym spelled in J-I-M, which I love that. I want to make like merch kind of with that inside joke. Anyways, if you know, you know. Continuing the review. Every episode is filled with joy and advice, and one of my favorites are the ones with Darian. Shout out to him as an aspiring medical professional myself. Thank you guys for bringing a little joy to a stressed college girl's week. Love you. Oh, that makes my heart so happy. We love you. We love everyone who supports the podcast, and if you're listening, like, just give yourself a big hug. You're doing way better than you think you are. I just always feel like that reminder is needed. It's something I always try to tell myself is things are way better than you think. Like, be grateful for where you are. While, of course, we always want to improve, still trying to find gratitude day to day. Speaking of gratitude, though, you guys, I caught a stomach bug. I don't know what it is. Like, I kind of texted a couple people and I'm like, is anybody else feeling sick that was in the house on the Nashville trip? I don't know. I think I ate something because my stomach is so upset right now. I always record these in my office, but I have been in bed all day, which is so not like me. Even when I had COVID, like way last year, even when I have a flu or I have a cold, I'm sick, it's that time of the month. Like, nothing stops me. I never chill and rest. This has absolutely completely wiped me out. I have not gotten out of bed, and that is so unlike me. It is so wild, but I am just like so chipper to record this podcast because it's literally one of my favorite things on earth to do, just to chat with all of you. But man, I'm like so grateful for my health. Anytime I'm sick, I'm like just reminded of how grateful I am for my body and how I want to treat it so right and so well and just thank it for every single thing it's done for me. So now, moving into today's podcast episode, I really wanted to do an entire weekend recap for you guys, especially for those of you who weren't able to go to this event. I know that spots were limited and this sold out immediately, which was honestly mind-blowing. I genuinely was almost too scared to even like say I was doing something because I'm like, people said they're interested, but are they actually going to commit and come? I'm going to feel really embarrassed, especially because Beam helped put this on. Like, if nobody showed up, if this was a flop, you know, I feel like we all have that kind of insecurity, right? Mine stems way, way, way back from my teenage years of somebody threw me a birthday party and nobody showed up. And I mean, nobody. It was the most embarrassing thing. It was so embarrassing that I couldn't even go home or like call my mom to pick me up. I just kind of killed a couple hours and like lied about it to everybody at school and my family because what am I going to say? No one showed up to my birthday party. Like, it was so incredibly embarrassing. So I feel like that experience in my life from being a teenager has continuously followed me through my life. So I always had that in the back of my head, but it turned out amazing. You guys totally showed up. I was so impressed and amazed, and I just am so excited. So we're going to start this off with first things first. We flew in Thursday, and let me preface this with, oh my gosh, I have been recording this Gymshark sale content for 3 days prior, all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All I've been doing is filming over 100, 150 outfits for this Gymshark Black Friday sale, which, by the way, is, if you're listening to this when it goes live, so Wednesday, November 16th, it's going live tomorrow. So the Gymshark Black Friday sale goes live Thursday, November 17th, and everything on the US store is going to be on sale, by the way. So if you've been dying to kind of pick up some things, go ahead and do that. I can leave a link in the show notes for you to quickly shop, but items are going to be up to 60% off. So this is a great time if you're trying to stock up, try some things out, totally snag some things. I have so much content on YouTube going over all those outfits, TikTok, Instagram, kind of dividing things up by colorways, giving you a bunch of outfit ideas. Anyways, I've been filming this nonstop. I had no sleep. So the morning of my flight, we had to wake up at 5 a.m. I didn't go to bed till 2 or 3 a.m. So I had no sleep the night before this big trip. And I was like, oh, shoot. But I was like trying my best, you know, multitask and everything. So we fly in to Nashville and it was so fun. Vinny did amazing on the flight, which I'm incredibly grateful for. And we got our rental car, drove around, waited for my parents to get in because I flew both of my parents out for this. It was something where I'm like, this is my first really big event. I really kind of wanted my family there. Plus, I wanted Darian and Vinny to come. And if Vinny was going to come, I needed someone to kind of help out and watch him. That way, you know, I can go ahead and work and do the things that I'm needed for on this business trip. But also, Vinny's getting some good grandparent time. So it was just kind of this whole thing, whole ordeal where everybody flew out, which was a blast. So we picked everybody up and we headed to barbecue and then checked into our Airbnb. From there, I went with my assistant, Kelsey. Kelsey helps out with some of the podcasts. Every once in a while, you'll see her around here and there. She's absolutely amazing. She helps out with my app and she helps out with a lot of things behind the scenes. That way I can still kind of navigate my time being a mom and everything else. So Kelsey, thank you so much for everything you do. You guys have probably seen her in a bunch of the pictures from behind the scenes. That is my assistant. So we together went with Beam to the manufacturer, which was really cool. So Beam is located in Nashville, their headquarters and their manufacturer. So it's kind of a dual trip of, hey, we're kind of working on a secret project together, me and Beam. I went out to see their manufacturer. We got a whole tour. And then also we're kind of ending off the weekend on a big event where we get to meet all of you and they help sponsor it and everything. It was amazing. So we go to the manufacturer and it was so cool because, you guys, I've been taking pre-workout forever. I mean, except when I'm pregnant or breastfeeding, I'm taking pre-workout. I just love it. It is part of my like routine, something I thoroughly enjoy. So to watch the entire process from start to finish, we got to see all the raw materials come in. All the raw materials are tested and approved, and then they're moved on to the next section. Then they're blended. The formulas are created. They're packaged and everything. I got to see the whole process start to finish in this facility, in Beam's manufacturing facility. It was so cool. It's something I've never seen before. I'm always like, yeah, I hope everything, you know, is clean in a factory or a manufacturer, you know, and it blew me away. That was really cool. After we took the tour, we got to do a bunch of taste testing. So I got to taste test some new flavors of products coming out, which was really, really cool. We were just in this big conference room around like a table of 10 people, and their flavor specialists were mixing up the formulas, mixing up the flavors, and, you know, we're working on something a little secret. So it was so cool to experience that. And then we ended the night off with a little team dinner, and I got to hang out with my family a little bit more that night. And then fast forward to Friday. So Friday morning, Darian flew in, we picked him up, and then we went immediately to a gym, which was really cool because I really wanted to hit up a gym, work out, try some new secret sauce stuff. And we went to this cool gym called Carbon Culture. So I don't know if you're familiar with Nashville, but it was really cool. I think CBUM had an event the week prior because we were talking to the owner about everything. He was even like hanging around the manufacturer. It was really cool meeting him and just connecting with a bunch of people. The Beam team is amazing to be able to network with people where a lot of times, you know, I don't really think about the business side as much. But ultimately, what I do have a business and everything. So it was cool to connect with all those people. And Darian is very into business, even though he's, you know, also in the medical field. So it was really cool to make connections. We had an awesome workout. I vlogged it. All of this was also vlogged, so you'll see it in the YouTube video to get a little bit more of a visual. The manufacturer, we weren't able to take any pictures or videos or anything. But the whole workout, that'll be up on YouTube. And it was amazing. 10 out of 10. And then we got some lunch and we headed to a podcast studio, which was really fun because Darian and I have never done a official podcast in a studio. There were cameras rolling, so we're going to get some video footage. And if you guys are a big fan of video footage, you better let me know because it does take a lot more effort. But if that is something that you would be interested in on watching on YouTube, let me know and I will 100% do that for you. Season 2 of the podcast. You have to totally blow this out of the water and let me know that you want to do it. If you don't care to watch a video on YouTube, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need to put it on YouTube. That is 100%. If you want it, I will do that for you. But it's got to be a mass and high majority of who wants the visual when it comes to the podcast. So you'll kind of get a little teaser of what that'll look like, which is really cool. So we got to have an interview. Darian and I sat down with Mike, who is the founder of Beam, and hear his story. He's a cancer survivor, his reason behind starting Beam, kind of just chatting about our day and the events. You guys, I don't know what it is. Mike and Darian hit off. They genuinely, I cannot wait for you to watch this vlog or listen to this podcast. Their banter, I cannot deal. I was like, how have you guys just met 3 hours ago? They have been talking nonstop, every single inside joke. They are basically the same person. It is so funny. And honestly, the girls, so me, Kelsey, my assistant, and then Monica, another one of the Beam employees, my like influencer manager, we did a workout together at Carbon Culture. And then the guys were like, yeah, we'll do our own thing. So Mike and Darian were doing a quote workout. They literally did like hamstring curls and like two sets of leg press. Every time I looked over, they were just chatting and laughing. And I'm like, this is crazy. I was so happy Darian could come on this trip, meet a new friend, and just kind of like feel welcome to the team. So I think you guys are going to love that podcast episode. Hopefully it'll be up next week, if not 2 weeks, and you can hear even more about this trip, hear about that story, and just kind of have a good, cool episode and also get some good visual, which will be fun to test out. After that, I think we all went home and just chilled for a little bit. Like, I got to hang out with Vinny, catch up with my mom and dad. And then that night, Darian and I went out with a big Beam team dinner. So more of the owners, more of the employees, like our the event planner and a lot of the other Beam athletes. We were all at this dinner, which is really cool that a lot of them took the time to come out for this event. I know it also, you know, works in their benefit of being able to meet more Beam members, but to come out and kind of support my event, that meant so much. I genuinely was it really just touches me because it's kind of like a imposter syndrome. I'm like, this is so crazy, but it was so nice to meet everyone. They were so incredibly kind and supportive, and we had a great dinner. And then Saturday morning, I wake up bright and early. I get ready for the event, and I kid you not, I was so nervous. I got to the event space at like 7:30, and I don't think the event started till 9, and just helped get everything set up, took some pictures, tried to vlog a little bit, but people started trickling in, and I was like so nervous. I don't know why. I was so excited, but also a little bit nervous because I'm like, ah. So I ended up running upstairs, and I was hiding behind this little, like, there was an upstairs area, and I just kept peeking over, like, as people kept kind of piling in, just seeing everybody. It was so cool. And you guys, I'm like low-key used to the Gymshark events where they like have things extremely planned out. Beam did amazing, by the way. Absolutely amazing. But nobody thought about doing an entrance or like how the event should start. So it's like 9:15, and I'm like, oh shoot, you guys. So I run down and grab a mic, and I just do this like really awkward. It wasn't awkward. I think I'm definitely thinking it was more awkward in my head, but I did like the podcast intro as I like walked down the stairs because no one could see where I was up there. And it was so cool. It was such a rush, such good vibes, and it was amazing being able to just see and hang out and talk to all of you. Honestly, it was so cool. So we did a little bit of a meet and greet, we did a workout, which, by the way, the first workout was way harder than the second one. I was like, yeah, let's do it, like let's get warmed up, and I was having everyone do burpees and push-ups and like all of these things. And then the second workout came around, and I'm like, yeah, no, let's like lighten the load a little bit, because I was like, I don't want people to get like super super sweaty. But it was really fun. Thank you, Gymshark, for donating all of the mats, which, by the way, those mats are going to be part of a Gymshark Black Friday sale. They also donated the bands for that event, which is fantastic, and I got to keep those. So for the next event, I will be able to have those bands and the mats. Hopefully we can use those and reuse those for every event to come. But it went really well. Honestly, meeting you, hugging you, taking photos, just the whole meet and greet was, I was on cloud nine. Hearing your stories and everything genuinely just brought up my day. And I don't think you guys realize how much it helps keep me motivated and on track of like some days. I'm like, oh, like, should I show up today? And every time I think about you guys and your stories and the impact, I'm like, 100% we're showing up today. Like, I'm doing this for you. And I absolutely love that. So just thank you all for coming out. Let me give you a layout of what was at the event. So I think you walk in, you got a swag bag. So I designed all these stickers, and some of them have like a shot glass of cookie and milk. And it's like, if you know, you know. If you're true podcasty, you know. We had green bean casserole stickers. We had a bunch. Like, my favorite, one of the stickers said like my favorite episodes are spooky gym stories or something like that. I'll kind of post some on social media. Maybe you guys will like them. And if you ever want to buy them, I mean, maybe I can do like a merch bundle. But so I designed those. There was crew necks where they were like these maroon crew necks. It says Wednesday, our favorite day of the week, with little podcast headphones, just in honor of the podcast turning a year old, which I still cannot believe. Like, happy birthday, Fun and Gains. You guys are completely what made this. And there was also some Beam supplements, like a mini shaker, pre-workout, other little trinkets. I put in some like eye masks, claw clips, little things for you guys that were just going to be fun. There's a juice bar, pre-workout bar, like Olipop. In the back after the workout, there was this food truck. So good. They had rice bowls, they had tacos, and they had something else. I can't remember, but they had a couple of food options. Then they had a tap truck, which this was probably the coolest part. Because on the truck, it had branded Fun and Gains. And I was like, oh my gosh, to legit see, I don't know, it just felt so professional. I was like, this is such a surreal moment. It was amazing. And there was a sign out front. My mom, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. And she's like, have you seen your sign? It was just really cool. And I think it made it even more special that my entire family was there to be there for me, to support, and to experience that all together, to see where this has all come, was honestly so surreal. So genuinely, like, I cannot thank you enough, and I truly, truly love what I do. So that's kind of a visual of what it looks like. Hopefully you'll see more about it behind the vlog. But then, yeah, there was a main stage, and then all these Gymshark mats with the bands where I got to lead the workout, and we also did the meet and greet on the stage. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. So honestly, after that, we went out to lunch with my family. It was super chill and relaxed for the rest of the day until the dinner later on. And Darian and I think the dinner wasn't till 8, but we hadn't explored Broadway yet. So we put Vinny down, had some family time, and then we went out. Honestly, I was so tired, but I'm so glad I went out because it was such a blast to be able to explore Broadway. I don't know if you guys have been to Nashville ever, but Broadway is like the really popular place where they even like shut down the road. I don't know if they shut it down every night or just on the weekends. But so no traffic is going, and we went to, I think it was 12:30. Like, we met everybody who was there for the Beam event. Sorry if you can hear my stomach. It is literally rumbling. You probably can't hear it, but I definitely can. So we went to 12:30 with all the Beam team at about 8 before our dinner. We didn't even get seated for dinner until like 9:30. It wrapped up around 11:30, and everyone was like, oh, well, we need to go see Broadway. Like, let's walk down. And I was like, it is so late, but I was like, let's do it. Let's walk down Broadway, and we got to check out a whole bunch of places. And I was like, oh my goodness, it was so cool. Like, every single place has like 3 or 4 floors where each floor has a different band. And I'm like, how are there that many live musicians? It is something I've never experienced before, and I'm so glad we stayed out. We even went dancing a little bit, which was so fun to do as a team. And we honestly just had a blast. Like, I loved hanging out with Darian. We don't really get out that way very often, where like we're hanging out till 1 a.m. together outside having a nightlife. You know, we pretty much just chill and we're pretty busy, and plus we've got to have somebody watch Vinny. So we were really fortunate to kind of have a really cool date night and just have some fun, let loose in Nashville, which was really awesome. Then Kelsey, my assistant, drove us and we got locked out of the garage, so we had to call Ubers, and it was so cold. Like, the place we were, it was outside. Our hands were freezing. I couldn't even, like, text or call an Uber or anything. It was just so wild, but it was so much fun. I'll definitely not forget that experience. And we just got home at, like, 2 a.m. We ended up going right to bed and then, you know, slept in Sunday, flew home Sunday, and now we're home. And now I have a great stomach bug, which we love, but at least I'm the only one in the house that's sick. And I texted, like, my family, Kelsey, no one else is sick. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, at least it's just me, but hopefully this thing clears up soon. So I'm just chilling. I'm still recovering, and it's been such a high I have loved this weekend. And yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a behind the scenes of this whole week, and you'll see it on the YouTube vlog. And I'm honestly hoping to do more of these. I have two other events in mind that I want to do. I just know, hey, the season's about to be really busy, so it'll probably be early next year if we do something. And if it's in Michigan, I'm almost wondering, do we push it back a little bit later till it's more warm, like in May or June? So I'll kind of play some things by ear. I definitely am planning something in Michigan, so stay tuned for that. But also, I'm very open to kind of go wherever. I love events. I would do this all the time if I could. If it didn't cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, I would genuinely do this all the time, because I just love meeting you guys. And I think it's so special to be able to have our community be able to come together like that and just have some fun. And I loved that so many of you were making friends with each other. So many of you showed up by yourself and left with new friends. That is something that would intimidate younger me. And I'm just so proud of all of you for making the effort to be there. I really, really can't thank you enough. Thank you for making that so special and celebrating fun and games with me. I love you guys so much. That is predominantly what I wanted this episode to be about, but I kind of have a feeling that I want to tack something on to the end, just some kind of tips and advice. I feel like a lot of times I get a little bit of like, how to become an influencer, a lot of those questions. So I thought, hey, since we're talking about this, the podcast becoming a year, let's chat some advice. So I'm going to give you guys kind of a list of things that I use, a little bit of my process behind the scenes. I think it would be almost even better if I did a Q&A, that way I could gauge exactly what you want to hear, but I'm just going to kind of spitball some things off. First things first, I'm going to talk about cameras. So I use my iPhone for a lot of content. Genuinely, I use my iPhone a lot. Any camera is better than no camera. Whenever a footage, okay, is very, very, like, I am more zoomed in, the background is blurry, I'm using a 35 millimeter lens. Most often it is my Nikon, the Z30, or it is my Canon EOS M6 Mark II or something like that. Both of those I have 35 millimeter lens. You know what? I actually have a 35 millimeter lens for my Sony as well, but I don't use that one as often. So when it comes to Sony, Nikon, and Canon, I love all of them. I use all of those cameras. Sometimes it's harder for me to travel with the Nikon camera because I don't have a rechargeable battery port. I have to charge that through my computer, whereas the other cameras, I have a chargeable battery port. So I definitely need to get that for my Nikon camera. But Canon, for me, shoots very, very sharp. Super, super sharp. If you're looking for high contrast, high definition, sharpness, that is what I use to film in the gym sometimes, because the results I get, so I love using that. I also use my Canon sometimes when I am doing like the mic'd up on TikTok, on Instagram. Those I also frequently will use my Canon. I use my Nikon and I use my Sony when I want more of a vlog style, because I like the end picture. Everything's a little bit softer. It's not as harsh. It's not as contrasting. Whereas if I vlogged with the Canon, you would see every pore, every crevice. Like, it is extremely sharp. That's why I like it in the gym, because I want it sharp on my muscles. Whereas vlogging, I want softer, like Nikon and Sony. And the quality of that is amazing. It is bright. It is airy. It is soft. It's amazing. I love that. I use a Rode mic on my cameras, all of them. And when it comes to the Nikon, yeah, I use the kit lens. So it's a wide angle fixed lens that you can get zoom or tight. And then I also use the 35 millimeter lens when it comes to the Nikon Z30. I love that. I have some sponsorship with Nikon where they have gifted me their cameras, and I do some paid partnership stuff with them. I do truly love their cameras. I have personally bought with my own money the Sony and Canon. So I also use those as well, because I spent my hard-earned thousands of dollars on those cameras. So I really use all three for a mix of everything. I just kind of choose it up. Oh, I'm going to use this camera today. They're all great. They're all fantastic. A lot of times I really do use my iPhone though. Like, I really, really do. I think I have like the iPhone 13 Max Pro. It's like half a gig. I got the huge one. And I usually just shoot in video. Like, I don't use cinematic or anything. And I think my camera settings are at 4K 60. And I edit my videos in the app called Splice. I've seen a lot of people starting to use CapCut, especially on TikTok, so I might start dabbling in that to see what's up with it. If I edit my photos, which I rarely do anymore, I will use Tezza. So anytime you kind of see the grainy, or you're like, oh, what filter is this? A lot of times it's just decreased exposure of the natural photo, period. Like, that's all I do. I don't really put a preset on anymore, whereas I used to edit with my own preset that I built in Lightroom, but I just don't really do that anymore. Now I use Tezza. I love the, I think it's Coco is the one that I use. It just makes it a little bit more brown, a little bit more dark if I do a filter, and then you can also add a grain on there. But I really just try not to filter anything. I like the look of it being non-filtered for my own personal aesthetic. If you are looking to get into the podcast space, I wish I knew what my mic was. I feel like it's a really basic one. Sorry, I'm like looking around. Let me see. Yeah, no, I have no idea what this is. I feel like I have a really cheap setup, except my headphones are really nice. They're the Sony headphones. They're huge, like over the ear. Love them. And I feel like the mic quality does a good enough job, but I have been looking to kind of revamp everything, maybe for season two, but also I just don't really want to spend the money when everything's working just fine. But when I first started the podcast, before there were any advertisements, I used a website called Buzzsprout. That is a free way that you can get your podcast up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you're looking to get in the podcast space, check out Buzzsprout. It is totally free for you to use, and that way you can get kind of your message out there for everyone. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much, I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. I'm trying to think what else. I feel like that's a good amount of equipment. I edit the podcast in Audacity. I edit my YouTube videos in Final Cut Pro, anything on my phone. Even a lot of the gym stuff that I post on Instagram and TikTok, I will take from my SD drive or my memory card and put it into my phone. There's a little adapter. Absolutely love that. I can even like link some of this stuff if you guys are interested, and that just pulls it right up on my phone, and I will edit all of my gym stuff that's going on Instagram or TikTok on my phone. I hardly edit anything that I upload on my phone on like Final Cut Pro or anything like that. Maybe I should. Maybe that'll save me time. I just feel like my phone is more versatile and I can do everything just a little bit quicker. But yeah, I edit on Final Cut Pro. If I'm doing a podcast with a guest and we're not in person, I do that over Zoom and it will record your audio. And when it comes to YouTube sound, I use Epidemic Sound. So when I'm working with Gymshark or other partnerships, like it's a paid, I have to use copyright-free music, of course, because of legal issues. So I have a subscription to Epidemic Sound. That way, nothing's getting copyrighted for YouTube, Instagram, TikTok if I'm ever doing a collaboration, like with Nikon, Gymshark. Both of those are very serious ones. So we have to use copyright-free music or pay a licensure so no one's getting sued. Epidemic Sound is fantastic. They have a wide variety of things. And this is not sponsored. This is me genuinely just shouting everything out from the rooftop. I like to plan in GoodNotes on my iPad. I think I have, I don't know, iPad, who knows, whatever, with an iPencil. Is that what it's called? An Apple Pencil and the Magic Keyboard. I kind of want to get a different thing where it can hold my iPad pencil because I lose that quite frequently and I'm like, no, we can't be having this, can't lose our pencil. So I might mix it up, might not. Let me think, what else? We've done podcasts, we've done YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, like, you, if you're trying to grow, first of all, you've got to just be yourself, and you've got to know that whatever you're starting out as is going to be cringe to you. And it might be cringe for 3 months, 6 months, maybe you can only cringe for a day or two and then you get the hang of it. But it's going to be difficult to start no matter what. And that goes with anything in life. Everything is difficult when you first start. You're starting a new sport. You're starting a new job. Everything is a little bit intimidating and hard. It depends. Hey, is this a goal that you really have? And do you really want to pursue it? If so, put in the time, put in the effort, be yourself, be consistent, try and figure out a formula for you that works. Don't copy what other people are doing. If it comes straight from you, that is how you're going to just build whatever it is that you want to build. I know a lot of people get scared about, oh, what if, you know, people are making fun of you? What are people going to say when you start? I 100% had the criticism as well when I first started. My parents were actually extremely supportive. I, again, don't think that they understood what was really happening, but they trusted that I was responsible and trying to make good decisions. I went full time in social media in 2018. Yeah, after, I think it was, I hit 10,000 followers on Instagram and got my first sponsorship. So I went part-time at my job. I was working full-time somewhere and I went part-time and I said, okay, let's see if we can do this. After I started getting enough sponsorships, I said, okay, let me really try this out and see if it's going to work out for me. And I'm very fortunate that it did. And I'm very fortunate for all of you because I love what I do every single day. And I truly feel like I am living a dream. And however I can help you, let me know. I want to just keep doing whatever it is that I can help you. But it took me a while. It took me 8 months to even get to a place where I could come part-time of every single day trying this. In the break room of my corporate job, during my lunch breaks, I was always trying to work and just try and make this dream of mine happen. I know some people, I definitely was getting slack at my corporate job. People were like, what are you doing? And when I told them I was leaving, they were like, good luck. I can't believe you're leaving this job. You know, you have a bachelor's and you're leaving this. That's crazy. So yeah, no, people definitely did not understand, but I just kind of trusted myself. And I'm really grateful Darian was also very supportive. And he had a job that could help buy me a little bit of time while I tried this out the best that I could. And yeah, I feel like I got really lucky, but I also put in a ton of work and still continuously try to put in a ton of work to help make everything the best that it can. And I truly love what I do. So if you want to start something like this or just want to start anything that you're a little bit worried about what people might think of you, whether it's influencing or whatever you want to do, genuinely just go with it. If it is something that you continuously are thinking about, something that you want to do, you've got to just put that fear aside and go for it. Again, it might take a couple years. For me, starting this podcast, it took me 2 years to feel in a place where I could start it. But I said, you know what? I've got to do it now. I'm going to continuously regret if I don't start a podcast. And I'm so glad I went through with it and it has really paid off for just being able to connect with you guys in a whole deeper level. And I feel like it's transformed all of my content and the way I talk about things. And I love it so much. So you never know what you're going to miss. And I truly feel like you cannot fail as long as you keep trying. There are tons of hiccups. There's tons of bad days. But if you keep trying, you're going to get there. Lastly, I'm thinking a lot of questions usually come up about personal training. So I got my certification in 2018, I believe, through ACE. And it was online. So I did an online course. And again, I'm continuously studying. Continued education is required to be able to be a current personal trainer. So it's kind of the base knowledge of just a little bit of anatomy, how things work, how you should train, best what's optimal. And you can go on and get other certificates. So I am prenatal, postnatal certified. I've done a sports nutrition course and continuously I want to do even more and just continuously try to improve and keep science relevant in everything because it is exercise science. In the information I put out there, people are 100% absorbing and taking, and it is my duty to give out proper information that is going to help create people to have the best goals. And that's ultimately what I want. I want to help people. I don't want to harm anybody and suggest anything that could cause anyone harm. So I really try my best to stay aware, stay educated, and really try to incorporate science into things as much as possible. So yes, I got certified through ACE and I know NASM is another good one. Those are the two that I know about, but I'm sure there probably are other good ones. Just do a little bit of background check. It's all online. And yeah, that's how you can kind of become a certified personal trainer. I feel like that's all of the questions that I constantly get that I wanted to cover. I don't know why, I just felt like that would fit along with this episode, since it just kind of started off as like, genuinely, I can't believe I almost didn't start my podcast. And if you're somebody in a position where it doesn't have to be a podcast, it doesn't have to be influencing, it could be this career move you're trying to do. You're trying to go back to school. You are a current nurse and you want to go to MP school. Whatever that further step for you is, you want to go back for your master's, you want to go back for whatever it is. If it is a little bit scary and daunting to you, but it's something that you can't put your mind at ease about, like you genuinely want it, I 100% am encouraging you to go for it. You will never regret if you try, if you put yourself out there and really just shoot for that thing that's speaking to you. I feel like all of us in this world have something that genuinely speaks to us. I think it's really cool because for me, I've always loved health and fitness. I've always loved the creation process. This is an absolute perfect marriage for me in helping everyone and connecting. Whereas I know some people out there, they have loved engineering since day one. They love the medical field. They want to help people in that sense, or they love buildings. They're doing architecture. They love plants. They're in horticulture. There are so many facets of our life that we just have these interests and these things that we want to pursue, and the world needs all of that. We need that diversity with whatever kind of job you want. So if something's calling your name, I 100% am like, go for it. I will always, always tell you, do it, go for it, especially if it's constantly on your mind and it's kind of this itch, like this feeling like, yeah, I really want to do that, but I'm scared. Figure out some ways to do it. I did not just completely jump in. It took me baby steps, right? Like I went part-time. I was trying to build this on the side. I had a little bit of support with Darian because he was also working full-time. This was before Vinny. So I had a little bit more of a way to baby step into this. And now it is built to where it is now, which I'm so incredibly grateful for. But I just love that I found something that I love to do every single day. And I just want to encourage you that you can A, find that yourself, and B, to pursue that. It doesn't have to be something crazy like I'm doing. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to, you know, I'm not saying like everybody quit your job and become an influencer. I'm not saying that at all. I'm so incredibly grateful for the diversity of everybody's different jobs and occupations and passions that we all have. It's what drives us every single day. I just want you to find that, explore that, and really build on that for whatever that is in your life. And with that being said, that's going to wrap up today's podcast episode. Hopefully next week you can hear a little bit more about this Beam event, or not. A couple weeks from now, we'll get that episode up and rolling. You can hear from Darian and Mike, and it'll be a really, really good episode. I'm always open to hear any kind of suggestions you have about episodes. I think in the new year, I want to do a lot of beginner, more gym training tips, gym girl essentials, all of that. I'm ready to just crack that in and have as much help and as much resources as you can for the beginning of the year to kickstart everything for you. So again, any ideas, everything is always welcome. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, you can give this podcast a rating, a review on Spotify or Apple. And with that being said, I'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.